This is Dr. Tim, detective, to bring you, by transcription, the mystery of the man from Hiroshima. Even doctors have to do their spring house cleaning once a year. And on this particular day, my laboratory looked as if a cyclone had hit it. I'd enlisted the aid of Sandy and Jill, my two best friends and helpers, and hired a man to wash the walls and woodwork and do some painting. It wasn't until we were in the middle of the job that I remembered that I'd promised to get those X-ray pictures out by the next day. They're going to be pretty important in a murder trial at which I was testifying, and my good friend the district attorney wanted to go over the pictures with me at the earliest moment. Ordinarily, I would have developed them at once, but an emergency case prevented me. As I was scrambling in the litter of house cleaning, trying to remember where I'd put the film, Mr. Tagawa, the man who was helping us, stopped to light a cigarette.
Did you lose something, Dr. Tim?
Yeah, you wouldn't remember where you put that package of exposed X-ray film, would you?
I think I know where it is.
Good. Jill, if you'd like to take a few minutes off from your drudgery and help me in the darkroom, the job's yours.
Sure. Are we going to develop some more X-ray pictures?
If I can find them in this confounded mess.
Are these the ones you wanted?
Well, let's see, Sandy. No, this is a new package. It hasn't been opened.
I think this is perhaps what you look for, Doctor. I have with much carelessness put my coat on top of it when I start to work.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Tagawa. You know, most people wouldn't even know what a package of X-ray film looked like.
Before, in Japan, I have done many tasks in scientific laboratory.
Then great Scott, man. Surely you don't have to do this sort of work for a living.
Heck no, I'll bet Dr. Tim could get you a job.
I am very grateful, but I have not been well, and also I have run into much prejudice because of my unfortunate nationality.
But you went, Mr. Tagawa. I thought you were an American soldier in the war.
That is quite correct, Miss Jill. I was an American intelligence officer and was captured as a prisoner by the Japanese. I served 18 months as prisoner in Japan. You will excuse, please. I have about finished cleaning wall and must buy paint to start on woodwork tomorrow. Yes?
Taking Jill with me, I waved goodbye to Mr. Tagawa and disappeared into the darkroom, not even realizing that clutched in my hand, in a thin cardboard box, was the beginning of one of the most baffling mysteries in my career as doctor and detective. About an hour later, Sandy, Jill, and I stood dumbfounded before a rack on my laboratory bench upon which were spread the developed X-ray pictures.
But there's absolutely nothing on them.
What do you suppose could have happened?
I'll be doggone. They look as if they'd been light-struck, I guess. Well, I must have been careless, or else the X-ray machine is out of order.
Well, but it couldn't be, Dr. Tim. Don't you remember those pictures we took yesterday? After these, they were okay.
By Jove, I'd forgotten. They were. That's a mystery to me.
What'll you have to do?
Take them over, I guess. I'd better get the DA on the phone.
Boy, that sure beats everything.
By working most of the night, I managed to get the X-rays taken again, and I developed about half of them before I had to give up and go to sleep. I was awakened early the next morning by the arrival of Mr. Tagawa, who started laying out his painting equipment, and by the entrance of Sandy and Jill, ready to start the day's work. I dressed quickly and joined him.
What about the new set of pictures? Were they okay?
They were, Jill, at least the ones I developed last night.
I wonder what could have happened.
It beats me, Sandy. We'll soon know about the rest. Now, where did I put
them? Right
those?
Here, Dr. Tim. Oh. Shall I take them to the dark room?
No, just hang on them a minute, I think.
Like colorful wood, Doctor?
Oh. Yeah, it looks okay to me.
I make darker or lighter you like.
Oh, I like that, Mr. Tagawa.
Looks well to me.
Here, let me hold wood sample against light color. You give me a box of film a minute, yes? Very nice, I think.
He held the box against his chest and stepped back for us to see. Well, when I walked out of the dark room a short time later, I tried to keep from swearing where the kids could hear me. The last half of those pictures were fogged again, completely ruined as if by light. As Sandy, Jill, and I sat over breakfast at the drugstore in the corner, we were a puzzled crew.
You don't suppose I could have done something wrong, do you?
No, of course not. I was working in there with you all the time, Jill.
Well, you didn't expose them to any light, and you checked the X-ray machine.
Is there anything besides light that would spoil them?
No. Well, that is nothing that could possibly be in the laboratory.
What do you mean?
Of course, film can be spoiled if it's exposed to radium, but I've never had radium or any radium product in the lab.
I don't get it. About radium, I mean.
Well, radium gives off light, Sandy. Invisible light. I mean, it's invisible to us, but it's there all right. So do other atomic products, things they're making at places like Oak Ridge.
And the atom bomb factory?
It's much more than that, Jill. Our atomic scientists are working for medicine, too. You know how radium is used in stopping the growth of cancer in the human body?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Well, certain other chemicals are made radioactive, too. They're used just like tracer bullets from a machine gun.
How?
Well, take iodine, for instance. There's a certain important gland in the body that's called the thyroid gland. Well, iodine taken into the body sooner or later goes to the thyroid. So doctors these days are using iodine, which has been made radioactive, to study what actually happens to it in the body, especially in the thyroid gland.
Well, I get it. Because radium products give off that invisible light, why you can take x-ray pictures of the iodine at work in the thyroid.
Exactly.
Doesn't radium kill you?
Too much does, Sandy. And too much means a piece less than the size of a grain of salt. But doctors use it for brief periods, just like x-ray, to cure people. Now, let's get back to those spoiled pictures.
Hey, you sure you haven't got some of that stuff around in the lab?
And you've forgotten about it?
Now, look, kids.
Well, it was a thought.
And it was a thought. Not that I'd had any radioactive material around, for it's the most dangerous stuff in the world when handled carelessly. But I remembered a case or two I'd read about. Not so long ago, thousands of rolls of unused film had been spoiled because the containers they came in had been made of contaminated material. That's a word scientists use to describe any substance which has been exposed to the deadly rays of atomic products. And there was the famous case years ago of the workers in a clock factory, which manufactured those clocks and watches with luminous dials that glow in the dark. Because they moistened the tiny brushes with their tongues, some of them died of radium poisoning. So it wasn't so far-fetched after all that something in that laboratory might be radioactive enough to spoil the x-ray film. Meantime, I had to take half those pictures over again. I sighed and started back to work. Mr. Tagawa had gone when we got back, as it was Saturday, and he worked only half a day. Wearily, I called my patient back and retook the pictures. And this time, they were all right. As sharp and clean and unfogged as you could ask for. Here was a mystery with a vengeance. It was Jill who made a bright suggestion as we finished.
Dr. Tim, isn't there some way you can tell if something's here that shouldn't be?
Like radium or something?
Well, yes, there is. We could use a Geiger counter.
Sure, I've read about those. They used them in the atom bomb test. They go beep, beep, beep if there's anything around that's radioactive.
What you said about the paint in the clock factory. Maybe Mr. Tagawa's paint got radioactive.
It's not likely, but...
No, that wouldn't work. Because those first films were spoiled before he even bought the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, why don't we get one of those Geiger counters? And...
Sandy, I believe you have the answer. I'll call the physics laboratory out at the university and we'll go to work. I don't think we'll find anything, but it's worth a try. On Sunday, we spent 3 hours going over the laboratory for traces of radiation. There were none, except when I showed Sandy and Jill how the Geiger counter worked. I turned on my x-ray and pointed the machine toward it. The counter began to click away like mad.
Well, I'll be darned.
Well, I get it. The faster the clicks, the more dangerous the radiation, huh?
Yes. But there's not a trace of anything in the whole room that could have caused those films to be exposed. Just a bad batch, I guess.
Looks that way.
Unless... Oh, but that's silly.
What's that, Jim?
Well, you said people could be radioactive, too. Wouldn't they spoil the film?
My jaw dropped open as I had a sudden thought as clear as day. Now, hold on, I told myself. Let me think. My handyman and painter had given me the box with the first spoiled films himself, after his coat had lain on them. Yes, I was right. When I took the pictures over, I'd developed half of them that night. No one but myself had touched them. But the next morning, the paint sample, Tagawa had held a strip of wood in the box that held the remainder of the film against his clothes. But the idea was fantastic. I was jolted out of my reverie by someone at the door.
I'll see who it is.
I hope I'm not bothered. I'd like to see if paint dry okay.
Mr. Tagawa, would you help us with an experiment?
I'd glad give assistance.
Sandy, will you hand me the Geiger counter? Thanks.
That is equipment I'm much familiar with.
I'm glad of that, Mr. Tagawa. Because if you do have radium poisoning, I won't have to tell you what it means.
Gosh.
You don't mean your wife, Mr. Tagawa?
Not Mr. Tagawa. His clothes. But if his clothes are contaminated, there's a chance that he, too, might...
I'm much afraid of that, Doctor. For a long time, I not feel well. Look pale. How did you guess?
The film you held against your coat. It was spoiled.
I'm sorry, please.
Good Lord, man. You've nothing to be sorry for. I only wish that we doctors could...
I understand. No cure. That's what I work on in Japan. I see what happened to so many. It's very funny that I, too, should have...
Who is? What is he saying?
When I prisoner, Missy Jill, I take to Hiroshima.
Hiroshima? Holy gee, when the bomb was dropped?
No, I said after. The Japanese, they know I am laboratory technician. I still a prisoner, but I work. I work with all doctors to find out what have happened, what can be done for all those people.
Naturally, you handled a lot of contaminated material.
Yes, and I think we're going to die. How you know this, Doctor?
Well, it takes months, sometimes years, for the effects to show up. But your clothes gave me the clue. You wore them at that time?
Yes, these old clothes been in my footlocker, you know. The army trunk, since I come back from Japan, till few days ago. I'm very sad that something so good, the little tracer bullets of you doctors, the radium for the cancer, the marvelous picture of the inside of the body, I'm very sad it also be so bad. I mean, the bomb.
Well, gee, it won't always be that way.
You test me now, Doctor?
Yes. Breathe out now. Silently, I held the counter so he breathed upon it. There were a few faint clicks.
Oh, Dr. Kim, can't you do something for Mr. Tagawa? Anything? Oh, it isn't fair.
No, Jill, not a thing as yet. By the time you and Sandy are grown up, maybe. That's up to you, what you want to do with this power we own. Good or evil. Yes, you will be the ones.
I think I go now, yes. This is great shock. Although I suspect before. I'll take the paint tomorrow. Many happy landings.
And so we close my casebook on the mystery of the man from Hiroshima, the last program of this first series. This is Dr. Tim, Detective, saying so long for now. The series was written and directed by Jack Weir Lewis and produced and transcribed by the Monarch Program Library, Incorporated. ¶¶